The Ethical Engineer by Harry Harrison. That mores is strictly a matter of local custom cannot be denied. But that ethics is pure opinion also? Maybe there are times for murder and theft and slavery. All nature is but art unknown to thee. All chance, direction which thou canst not see. All discord, harmony not understood. All partial evil, universal good. And spite of pride, in erring reason's spite, one truth is clear, whatever is right. Alexander Pope, Essay on Man. Chapter 1. Jason Dinault looked unhappily at the two stretchers as they were carried by. "Are they at it again?" he asked. Brucco nodded, the scowl permanently ingrained now on his hawk-like face. "We have only one thing to be thankful for. That is, so far at least, they haven't used any weapons on each other." Jason looked down unbelievingly at the shredded clothing, crushed flesh, and broken bones. The absence of weapons doesn't appear to make much difference when two Pyrans start fighting. It seems impossible that this damage could be administered barehanded. "Well, it was. Even you should know that much about Pyrus by now. We take our fighting very seriously. But they never think of how much more work it makes for me. Now I have to patch these two idiots up and try to find room for them in the ward." He stalked away, irritated and annoyed as always. Jason usually laughed at the doctor's irascible state, but not today. Today, and for some days past, he had found himself living with a persistent feeling of irritation that had arrived at the same time as his discovery that it is far easier to fight a war than to administer a peace. The battle at the perimeter still continued. Still, the massed malevolence of the Pyran lifeforms were not going to call a truce simply because the two warring groups of humans had done so. There was battle on the perimeter and a continual feeling of unrest inside the city. So far, there had been very little traffic between the city Pyrans and those living outside the walls, and what contact there had been usually led to the kind of violence he had just witnessed. The only minor note of hope in this concert of discord was the fact that no one had died, as yet, in any of these fearsome hand-to-hand conflicts. In spite of the apparent deadliness of the encounters, all of the Pyrans seemed to understand that despite past hatreds, they were all really on the same side. A distant rumble from the clouded sky broke through his thoughts. "There is a ship on the radar," Meta said, coming out of the ground control office and squinting up at the overcast. "I wonder if it's that ecology expedition that Brucco arranged, or the cargo ship from Andion." "We'll find out in a few minutes," Jason said, happy to forget his troubles for the moment in frank admiration, since just looking at Meta was enough to put a golden edge on this gloom-filled day. Standing there, head back, searching the sky, she managed to be beautiful even in the formless Pyran coverall. Jason put his arms around her waist and exacted a great deal of pleasure from kissing the golden length of her upstretched throat. "Oh, Jason, not now," she said in exasperation. Pyran minds by necessity run along one track at a time, and at the present moment she was thinking about the descending spaceship. With a quick motion, scarcely aware of her action, she pulled his hands from her and pushed him away. An easy enough thing for a Pyran girl to do, but in doing so she half-fractured one of his wrists, numbed the other, and knocked Jason to the ground. "Darling, I'm sorry," she gasped, suddenly realizing what she had done, bending quickly to help him up. "Get away, you lady weightlifter," he growled, pushing aside the proffered hand and struggling to his feet. "When are you going to realize that I'm only human, not made of chrome steel bars like the rest of you people?" He stifled the rest of his words in disgust at himself, his temper, this deadly planet, and the cantankerousness of its citizens that was scratching away at his nerves. He turned and stamped away, angry at himself for taking out his vile mood on Meta, still too annoyed to make peace. Meta watched him leave, trying to say something that would end this foolish quarrel, but unable to. The largest blank in the Pyran personality was an almost complete...